The mystic Suri, a prisoner of the fray, has been delivered to Fain Lothian for interrogation.
I'm told you were trained to speak our language.
Yes.
That's good, because now you will tell me the secret of how to create dragons.
Why would I do that?
The Fain scowled at her.
Don't you dare speak to me that way!
I am here as a representative of Kinig Persephone, sent to work out details for a peace between our...
Silence!
Our two peoples in the hope of ending this war. So far, I have been assaulted, stripped of my assica, imprisoned in a cage...
I said silence!
Deprived of food and drink, and humiliated in every village along the way. So before we begin negotiations, I expect an apology.
I am the Fane of the Frey! I was appointed ruler of the world by the Lord God Pharaoh! You will kneel and do as instructed!
I know how to save Suri.
You do? How is it you even know something happened to Suri? You don't know Tet! Get out of here, Tressa!
No, wait. I want to hear this. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm not making it up. Malcolm told me about it. Everyone always said that the Frey were gods, but we know they aren't. I don't think the same can be said about Malcolm.
I was there. I know what happened. I can't explain it, but yes, I think Tressa is right about Malcolm.
We're going to go north, about a day's walk to a swamp. There's a little island where the swamp and the green sea meet. We're supposed to go there.
How does that help Suri?
I don't know. Malcolm didn't explain those details. But then he also said I would have 7 people to go with me. And I don't think that's going to happen.
You really think that Malcolm...
Malcolm isn't a god. Trust me on this.
There's a person living on the island to show us the way.
Someone lives in the Swamp of Ith?
Yeah.
Who?
The Tatlin Witch.
Something of a wet night to be out wandering. Can I assume you're lost?
Are you the Tatlin Witch?
Are you looking for the Tatlin Witch?
A friend of ours named Malcolm told Tressa here that the Tatlin Witch lived on this island and that she could show us a secret way to a Stramnodon. There was supposed to be a tunnel. You see, we're desperate to save a friend of ours who is trapped over there. And so this might be a way of doing that. But I guess not.
It's believed to be the gateway between this world and the next, between Alan and Pyre.
It's unusual for so many to show up at the same time. I thought maybe a small village had been attacked by the sort of men who don't mind killing women. Or maybe a flood took all of you. That's usually how it happens. You know, something sudden. Something where the bodies can't be found. Imagine my surprise when you turned out to be alive.
Then the entrance to Pyre, to Rel, really is here?
You can get to Pyre from anywhere. You merely need to die.
I go for Suri by myself. I'll understand if you don't come along. You all have lives. It's just me that doesn't.
Tressa! Tressa!
Tressa! Oh, blessed grandmother! Tressa!
Malcolm is a god.
Why did you do that? Why? Tressa! Why did you do that?
Suri's rescuers meet their destiny as myths become reality in part 2 of Michael J. Sullivan's Legends of the First Empire, Book 4, Age of Legend.